Hello, everyone. My name's Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am taking a sub-slot today because my usual show is on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., and I've been told to tell everyone out there that the doctor is ill, and that's why he cannot make a show today. Anyways, to decompress a little from this craziness that we call finals week and this craziness that we call life in general, I have a very mellow little show queued up for y'all. We will be listening to the entirety of Systemish by Oval, a 1996 classic ambient glitch album made by Oval, a really great ambient glitch group that kind of sometimes was a group, sometimes was not. I believe they were a group when this album was cut. You may also know their record 94 Discount. Both of these records were released by Mule Plateau, one of the GOAT labels of...
Thank you.
suppose I'll talk for a moment and just catch everyone up. This is Jack and not the doctor, but you're still listening to TARDIS Jukebox. And again, the doctor is ill. I was told to say that. Hope he feels better soon, and hope you all are enjoying this oval. Apologies if the audio has been a little loud, because those of you who are not part of the WMFO community might not know that we're broadcasting from Studio C today. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, don't worry about it. And if it does, I don't know. Anyways, I don't have too much to say. I really, really love this album, and hopefully you all are enjoying it too. I think it's really soothing, and the textures are all very beautiful, and I really like the bass and the low end of this album. I think it's really awesome, and I haven't quite appreciated it until this very moment. So hopefully you all will continue enjoying with me, but if not, that's okay too. Hope y'all have a good one and continue to do so with me or without. Anyways, that last track was titled Aerodeck. This one is titled The Politics of Digital Audio, and the next one is Schoner Wissen. Enjoy. Thank you.
escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
To a lot of listeners. And just to catch up with what we've been hearing so far, that last track was Schöner Wissen, and this track is Catchy Dodd. All of the, a lot of the tracks are kind of gibberishly titled, so apologies, I'm just making up pronunciations as we go. Anyways, to contextualize a little bit, and I'm also going to read a PSA in a minute, but first I'll talk. To just give a little bit of information about this album and about Oval, there was kind of a movement in the late 90s that was concurrent with a lot of ambient music that was a little more focused a little bit more on... oh, cool.
You said it was quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so they were a little more... There was a more of a priority by a lot of these artists on... like texture and sound, and they spent a lot of time experimenting with like real life kind of modern tape manipulation. They would like scratch CDs and like mess with analog audio equipment in order to make these kind of percussive sounds that you're hearing a lot. And a lot of that got compiled into a series of compilation records. I believe there were three of them called Clicks and Cuts. Which I've listened to the first one, and it gets a little long and a little drawn out, but it's still very interesting and compelling at a base level. And yeah, Oval was a big part of that. They released a lot of albums that are seen as classics in that domain, and still one guy, Marcus Popp now, which is a great name for an ambient musician, and he's still trucking along, making some solo Oval projects to this day, and they're all right. Let's just say that they're not 90s Oval, but I feel like I'm a little too young to be having an opinion on that kind of thing anyway. But yeah, really, it's this record, Systemish, and 94 Discount. Those are the two big dog Oval records that I would definitely recommend checking out. And if you're into that, I would also encourage again exploring the Meal Plateau body of work. They've released tons of great records. SND has been one of my favorite groups for the past months now. Last semester I was listening to a lot of them, and they were a big glitch duo as well. But yeah, I don't know. I just think this kind of stuff is very interesting, and I think this album does a good job of keeping it very kind of emotional and warm, which a lot of glitch, clicks and cuts type of stuff doesn't really capture, which I think is kind of cool and kind of awesome. So yeah, Anyways, I also, while I'm on the mic, since I'm just talking, I'll knock out something that comes in every great radio show since we're nearing the middle, a little PSA. So yeah, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message was brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. But yeah, stay safe out there. It's the home stretch of the school year for all of you students out there. And it's the home stretch of April for all of you non-students out there and for all of you students out there. So yeah, this spring, stay safe, try not to get sick, but it happens to all of us. It happens to the best of us. Anyways, I don't have too much else to say. I feel like I've been running my mouth for a while now because it's almost been through this entire length of this 6-minute track. But yeah, next up from this album, we have Mediation, and then after that is Tonrigi, which is debatably my favorite track on the album. So listen close and all that when that comes on. Thanks again for tuning in, and keep it locked for another half hour for some more Oval. Thank you.
Thank you. sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So sorry that we're sonically jerking you all around a little bit today, but the studio is crazy, and we just tried to move back into Studio A, but it did not work and I could not talk, so we are back in Studio C. And we are still listening to Oval, although we had a couple of little interludes. I hope you all were not too jarred by them, and I hope that you're still with us, but if not, I would understand. I hope you didn't mind the little Aphex Twin break that we had, and then we had a little indie rock served up by Rivendell after that. So that was pretty cool. And to continue discussing this album, I suppose, since I don't have too much else to discuss, this track is titled Compact Disc, and the last track is titled Oval Office, which I think is a really cute name for a song by a group called Oval. I think that I've already touched upon basically all I know about this record, but I suppose I can fire off some raw thoughts and opinions upon listening to it again. I think there are a few songs that I think should be sampled by some trap producer and put in the hands of Saw Baby, because I think he would absolutely slide on a beat that sampled like Aerodeck. And I think that minimal percussion, like minimal electronic percussion, should be implemented in rap and in trap. I think it would be fun and cool. Anyways, I suppose I'll let the album continue to play. We're on the third to last track here, and I'll hop back on the mic at some point to talk a little. Maybe I'll talk a bit about basketball. Maybe I'll talk a little about glitch music. Maybe both. But nevertheless, keep it locked for 15 more minutes, and thank you all for bearing with the technical quirks of this show. I've decided I am going to hop on the mic and talk for a little because I like to do that. And this track is titled Post Post, which I think is a great title for a track. Definitely resonates with a lot. It resonates, that's all I'll say. Post Post. Anyways, for those who have not tuned in to my regularly scheduled radio show, which is in not all that long, it's at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, where I won't be just playing glitch music, but I do play some sometimes. I always like to talk a little about basketball, and there's so much going on. Tonight, we have three games in the NBA where the 76ers face off against the Knicks, who I believe are up 3-1. The Magic, which is my team of choice, the Orlando Magic, is facing off against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the series is tied 2-2. And then the Pacers are playing the Bucks, Indiana versus Milwaukee, a real Midwest slugfest. And Indiana is leading that series 3-1. Would be a major upset if they took it from the Bucks. But, you know, crazier things have happened. The Bucks have not historically been the greatest in the playoffs, I feel like, except for the time they won. And they've had some real, like, head coaching front office issues this year. But I'm very excited about the Magic game tonight. I'm hoping that we can receive a W, because that would be really big. Because the Orlando Magic, for those of you who don't know, have been a really, really, really bad team for a little over 10 years now, and that's about how long I've been a fan. I became a fan the season after Dwight Howard left Orlando, so kind of a bad time to do that because, yeah, but it's been uphill since then, and we're finally, like, good again, and we're a playoff contending team. I don't think we're a championship contending team quite yet, but we have a good future ahead of us, and that excites me. But yeah, it's looking like our hometown team of the Boston Celtics are going to continue to beat the Miami Heat, which makes me happy, not necessarily as a Celtics fan, because I'm pretty ambivalent about them, but as a big Heat hater. I'm really glad that we'll be seeing them leaving early this year, I hope, knock on wood. But yeah. Anyways, always during the playoffs, so much going on around the league, so many good games. The Nuggets just knocked the Lakers out. And the Timberwolves just knocked the Suns out, and we are seeing lots of talk about Kevin Durant getting moved from Phoenix and LeBron moving on from his days in LA, which could be a big shakeup, of course, because whenever LeBron does anything, it's a big shakeup, and that's kind of part of what makes him so exciting. And also the fact that he's, like, pushing 40 hooping like that is insane, and I'm kind of just ready to keep watching that until, like, the wheels fall off, which they may never fall off, which is, like, the craziest part about it all. But yeah, I suppose I don't have too much else to say about basketball, and I also want to not say too much because I'll have more to talk about tomorrow during my show at 9 a.m., which you ought to tune into because it'll be really good, and I'm going to be playing a great mix, and it will be my last regularly scheduled slot of the year, it seems, until maybe later this summer. Very sad, but bittersweet. But anyways, yeah, thank you all for sitting down with me this last hour, if you have been, and tuning into System-ish by Oval, 1996 incredible glitch album released on Meal Plateau in, I believe, Europe, and by Thrill Jockey Records in America. If you're looking for further glitch listening, I would check out other Meal Plateau records, such as, I guess this is more ambient, but Pop by Gas. Once again, all of the Gas albums are incredible. Ryoji Ikeda has some really good micro sound glitch stuff. Jan Jelinek and Farben, same guy under two different names, some really cool stuff. And I've also been listening to a lot of, on the newer end of things, a lot of Ula, who is sort of in the Squelchbeant camp, if that means anything to you. And Romeo Poirier, who is a German-Belgian producer of ambient music who has four albums out, but three solo albums out, and they're all just, like, top shelf ambient music, just amazing stuff that I can't stop listening to for, like, the past couple months. His most recent is my favorite, titled Living Room, but his first record, called Plage Arrière, is incredible, and I was listening to his second album, Hotel Nota, just earlier today, so strongly recommend those. Anyways, we've come to our last track on System-ish by Oval. This is Gabba Nation, another kind of funny name. I really love the track titling on this record. I think it's very like, it's tongue in cheek. It's kind of witty. It's good. I like it. But yeah. Anyways, again, if you have sat down with me and tuned in for this last hour, despite the technical quirks and despite the glitch music, which I realize might not be up everyone's alley, thank you all for tuning in anyway. I hope you all have a really nice rest of your day and a great Tuesday evening and a great Wednesday and everything and so on. And if you're not listening, I also hope you have an amazing day and I hope you have a great, 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 great Tuesday evening. And no one can take that from you, except for yourself. Anyways, that's enough talking for today. This has been Jack, representing for the Doctor in TARDIS Jukebox. Again, he is out because he is sick. Hopefully he'll be feeling better by next week and be able to join y'all again. My regularly scheduled show is called the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here, we'll be up, we'll be bringing the vibes, for lack of a better term. But yeah, you've been listening to me on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. Shout out to Oval. Shout out to Marcus Pop. Shout out to the other guys in Oval whose names I don't know because they're not in Oval anymore, but they were when they made this. Shout out to Meal Plateau. And shout out to you. And shout out to Markel Fultz, Orlando Magic point guard. They said that he would never be great in the league, and now he's pretty good. So shout out to him. Let's hope he puts up a good game tonight.
Gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to Everyday Choices.